Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And our first story at approximately 5:33 p.m. this evening. A call came across the Huron County Scanner for a car fire located at the corner of Berry and Atwater Roads, south of Bad Axe. WLAW News arrived on scene at approximately 5:47 p.m. and was able to capture the event. As more details become available, we will keep you informed. See thumbnet.net for photos and videos of the area. And Daniel C. Ayala appeared for arraignment on Monday, December 1st, facing charges of possession of a dangerous weapon, metal knuckles, and operating while intoxicated with a blood alcohol content of 0.127. Under the terms of a plea agreement reached with prosecutors, an open alcohol charge will be dismissed. Ayala must surrender the weapon and will receive a delayed sentence on a charge of resisting an obstruction. His bond remains unchanged from the previous setting. Sentencing is scheduled for February 2nd, 2026 at 9 a.m. And during the last meeting of the Owendale-Gagetown Public School District, the Board of Education approved some staffing matters. The board approved granting tenure to teacher Alice Hudson. Approval was given to hire Nicole Waters as the Great Start Readiness Program, GSRP, lead teacher, and the board accepted the resignation of Christy Baker as the athletic director with regrets. After following consideration of the issue, the board approved declining the 31AA funding based on its current language conditions of receiving funds, but with the option of revisiting the decision because the language conditions may change. Some schools have joined a lawsuit regarding 31AA and the way it was worded. The board also approved the resolution to repeal NEOLA policies and replace them with policies from Thurn. NEOLA is an acronym for New Educational Opportunities for Learning and Achievement. NEOLA provides school districts with a complete service for developing and updating board bylaws and policies, administrative guidelines, procedures, forms, staff handbooks, and student handbooks in an electronic and printed format. Thurn is now basically providing the same service, so some schools are changing to using Thurn. The school district also approved participating with the Huron Intermediate School District and other Huron County school districts in advertising to accept school of choice students. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll get to our national and international news.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories, all caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, philanthropists Michael and Susan Dell have pledged roughly $6.25 billion to support children's savings accounts and related financial security initiatives, a long-term effort aimed at narrowing wealth gaps by helping millions of people build assets from an early age. And in our international news, in India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is hosting Russian President Vladimir Putin for a summit focused on trade, defense, and energy cooperation, with discussions expected to include India's purchases of Russian oil and border efforts to deepen bilateral ties. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get the full stories along with your obituaries and weather right here on thumbnet.net.